The headland, view of the lake. The cape jutting into the lake provides an excellent view of the town situated along the lake, the bridge, and the castle island in the distance. It was thanks to the lake that the castle, the village, and then the town existed. It is vital to understand its role to comprehend the location of the castle, the shape of the village along the shore, and the unique design of the town, lack of the marketplace. Within its 55 meters, Elk Lake is among 8 deepest lakes in Poland. The area is about 400 hectares, 1,600 acres. A narrowing divides the lake into the northern, Małe Ełckie, and southern, Duże Ełckie parts. There used to be an island in the narrowing, providing a perfectly safe location for a castle, an advantage of which the Teutonic Knights took to build one. It must have been for the same reasons that the Jotvingians, former Baltic inhabitants, had built their stronghold here. It was the nature then who decided that a settlement would start here. The village of Elk, chartered on Helmno law in 1425, was strongly linked to the lake. Located on its eastern shore, represents ribbon development, a shape characteristic for Mazuria, with a road leading along the lake shore lined with houses. The peninsula was outside the town until the 17th and 18th century and was used as the horse pasture. The place was too beautiful for it, and in 1840 the local Markman's fraternity started organizing shooting contests. After the ground enclosure, it stopped serving the community and became private property. After some time, Flieger's Garden restaurant was established here, providing the inhabitants with relaxation and refreshment. From the middle of the 19th century on, the town started taking advantage of its beautiful asset. In 1896, an article was published in Kurier Warszawski newspaper by a Stanisław Dzierżawski. Uncertain identity might have been a pen name of Karol Barke, Elk-related Mazurian Peasants' Party activist, entitled A Cyclist's Mazurian Experience. The author reached Elk by train, then cycled to Nidzica via Olecko, Giżycko, Mikołajki, Szczytno, and Ostruda. Mazuria, according to him, is a beautiful and hardly known area, although close in geographical meaning. Those remarks were confirmed by many, Mieczysław Orłowicz among them, the author of the Illustrated Guide of Prussian Mazuria and Warmia. Even today, the book inspires the beginning of their exploration of Mazuria. Orłowicz writes in his guide, "A few kilometers long and quite wide, Elk Lake offers opportunity to sail and row. The most beautiful sight of the town is from the hill north of the town with a water tower. On the way, one ought to visit Vogelsgarten in the outskirts with its large-scale growing of flowers, vegetables, fruit trees, grafts, and seeds."